With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A UN atomic watchdog report says Iran is increasing production of highly enriched uranium. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The International Atomic Energy Agency said in a report to member states that Iran has increased the rate at which it's producing near-weapons-grade uranium in recent weeks. The move is reversing a previous slowdown that started in the middle of this year, according to the agency. Iran had previously slowed down the rate at which it was enriched uranium to 60% purity. Uranium enriched at 60% purity is just a short technical step away from weapons-grade levels of 90%. I'm Karen Chamas.
Prosecutors seek to bar Donald Trump from injecting politics into his federal election interference trial. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Special counsel Jack Smith's office is asking a judge to bar Trump's lawyers from raising what they call irrelevant political issues or arguments, including that the prosecution is vindictive and selective or was coordinated by President Biden. The motion to preclude Trump from introducing broad categories of arguments is a way for prosecutors to try to set parameters on what information they believe the jury should or should not hear. It was filed as the case is effectively on hold during an appeal of the former president's claims that he's immune from prosecution for acts taken while in the White House. I'm Julie Walker.
Pro-Palestinian protesters briefly blocked entrance roads to airports in New York and Los Angeles on Wednesday, forcing some travelers to set off on foot to bypass the jammed roadway. Protesters in Los Angeles dragged traffic cones, scooters, and other debris onto the highway to stymie traffic. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 111 points. The Nasdaq rose 24. This is SRN News. A challenge to America's churches.
Sports gaming is taking the nation by storm, and addiction experts say it's only a matter of time before a new wave of gambling addicts begins to crash upon America's shores. Janet Jacobs of Gambling Recovery Ministries tells Christianity Today that churches should be preparing themselves right now, adding the quote, there really is very little in terms of faith-based outreach to problem gamblers and their loved ones. Some predict the gambling problem will rival the opioid epidemic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legislative sessions begin next year in most states, and there haven't been many abortion-related bills filed yet. But National Right to Life says several states might consider laws like one in Idaho that make it illegal to transport a minor for an abortion without parental consent. Enforcement in Idaho is currently on hold. Missouri lawmakers introduced measures that would make it possible to file homicide charges against women. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street drifted to a slightly higher close as trading remained light on this holiday-shortened week. Markets are holding on to modest gains for the week so far, and the S&P 500 coming off its eighth straight winning week. Just more than two trading days left in the year. Major indexes are on track to post hefty annual gains. The S&P 500 up more than 24% for the year. The NASDAQ, which is heavily weighted with technology companies, is up 44%. The Dow up 111 points today, closing at 37,656. The NASDAQ gained 24 to 15,099. The S&P 500 added 6 points to 4781. New York oil fell $1.46 to $74.11 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.